Listening.
Emmy is a junior high school student. She learned about a foster program in an English class, and she got interested in volunteer work. Now she works with a volunteer group. The group does many things to help poor children in foreign countries. For example, it holds bazaars and sends used things to the children. One day, Mr. Sato, her English teacher, said to the class, "There is an English speech contest in this city next month. If you want to participate in it, please tell me." When she heard that, she thought, "We need more volunteers who support our work. It may be a good chance to tell many people about our volunteer work through my speech." So she decided to participate in the contest. Emmy began to prepare for the contest. Mr. Sato helped her with it. First, Emmy wrote her speech in Japanese and put it into English. Then she practiced her speech very hard, but she could not pronounce some words well. Mr. Sato said to her, "The most important thing in a speech is to send your message." Emmy said with a smile, "Thank you for your advice." The day of the speech contest came. Emmy's turn came. She began to talk about the purpose of the volunteer group. She saw a lot of people in front of her. Suddenly, she became frightened and her voice became weaker and weaker. Then, she remembered Mr. Sato's advice. Now she didn't feel afraid anymore. She said in a strong voice, "There are a lot of children in need all over the world. I really want to help poor children because they need our help. Our group also needs your help. Why don't you join us?" Although Emmy could not get a prize in the contest, something nice happened later. The next week, some young people visited the volunteer group. One of them said to Emmy, "We were impressed with your speech, so we hope to join your group."